UK's only alternative, Flirt FM.
Good morning, Galway.
Morning.
It is Monday and it is March the 13th.
It's Pat the Baker. Remember that ad? It was the best ad.
There's a sign up in the studio now that says, move your head. Please do not laugh into microphones. It makes the levels distort and sounds unprofessional. If you must laugh, turn your head away slash lean back from the mic as you would do if you need to cough.
Wait, are you serious?
Ow. The levels just spiked.
Are you serious?
Oh,
I'm too loud of
a voice.
So you don't remember that ad?
No, I don't.
Oh, it was like, it was actually it's one of my favorite ads of all time. It's a Pat the Baker ad. It's like cartoon. You must remember it. It's like a cartoon and shows all the sun rising in the morning and all the green fields and the little dog on his kennel. He's like waking up. He's like, ooh. And it shows the little van delivering all the little loaves of bread and stuff. Oh, it's really nice. You don't remember that ad at all?
No. Oh. So anyway, no laughter is prohibited on this show now.
Laughter is prohibited on the show. It's prohibited at our dinner table.
No laughter. No, is it really?
Well, it's like, don't be loud at the dinner table.
Yeah. Well, I get given out to if I laugh in a certain sort of hysterical way, I get given out to. They say, you're not being sincere. You're just laughing to annoy us.
Yeah, I've like various laughs.
Yeah.
I've like one that's like, and then I've one that's like, like that hyperventilating kind of one. And then I've just done this like, ooh, it sounds stupid. No way.
Welcome back to War Machine Surprise. We've been off for like a week. We just played a rerun last week, so let's hope you didn't notice. Killian's here, and later on we're going to be joined by Owen Dobie, who's going to be playing That's Not a Word.
The Doberman.
I'll tell you, to be honest, I am completely radioed out. I have spent 2 weeks working on GTI radio over in GTI, where I've been doing 3 shows a day since Wednesday 2 weeks ago. And frankly, I have done all of the witty banter that I have left in me.
Your tank is nearly empty.
My tank is empty, but we actually only have like
It's nearly empty.
Because we have like 2 or 3 shows left here on Flirt, which is like not a lot.
What do you even talk about? Like, do you have to think of topics?
It's much more structured than this. It's live. It's much more structured. It was much more structured than this. We had like specific segments we did every day, really boring ones, like, you know, funny facts.
That sounds exactly like our show.
No, our show is better. This is more loose. I was hosting with people I'd never spoken to before, so we had to sort of trigger our own conversation. You see, we have a natural chemistry, but we were just like, we had to do these pre-prepared things, this day in history, and just reading out facts.
I'd have been really bad at that. Because if I didn't know them, I'd be like, oh, what do I say? Yeah. Like, if I say this, they might hate me forever.
It was all very insincere, but they were good people, and I got to know them, and it all worked out okay, and it was actually kind of fun. But I'm all radioed out, so if this week's show I sound a bit tired, well, that's why. But it's St. Patrick's Day on Friday.
I'm gonna play a gig. Oh.
On St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Where?
On Pucon.
Okay, so everyone
goes. There's gonna be the double bass. There's gonna be full band.
Oh wow! What time is that? I'll go to that.
Probably be on at like 8, maybe. I'm not sure, but I'll let you know.
Everyone should keep an eye out for that.
Oh, I can
meet Killian in person.
Meet me in person. Get an autograph.
He'll sign your aubergine.
Sign your business card.
I have a box of like 65 aubergine surprise cards. We have to get rid of them before like the 1st of April. So
you bought more?
No, but like they're still there.
How many did you buy in the first?
100.
And you only gave away 25.
No, I gave away 60.
Oh,
I said there's 40. I said there's 40 left.
Oh, really? Yeah. I don't know why I heard 65. I heard like 65.
Maybe I did. Maybe I exaggerated.
He did. He did.
I've been on the radio for 2 weeks. I'm losing my mind. Okay. We got great music coming up today from Joni Mitchell and
Maria Muldaur. Maria Muldaur. Don't leave out Maria Muldaur.
We opened with Judy Collins' version of Both Sides Now, which was covered by Joni Mitchell, but we're playing another Joni Mitchell song later on.
You mean which was written?
No. Was it?
It's her song.
See, that's something that I'm kind of skeptical about. Okay. Who wrote?
This is like a Prince, Sinead O'Connor kind of type thing. To be honest, I don't know.
Both Sides Now was written by Joni Mitchell, but was first recorded by Judy Collins. Okay, you're right. You're right. Okay. But Judy Collins did record it first. And we're going to be talking about Logan and Kong Skull Island in a while. 2 feature films that are showing in the picture theater.
At the Cannes Film Festival. cans. That really grinds my gears.
I always want to have a can of baked beans film festival, which just shows like Mike Myers comedies and like the
and Adam Sandler's.
Adam Sandler, Mike Myers.
Adam Sandler's kiddie movies.
And of course, the classic, The Master of Disguise, starring the dude from Wayne's World.
Have you ever seen that Adam Sandler movie? What's it called?
I've seen every Adam Sandler movie.
When he goes back to school, what's it called?
Oh, Billy Madison.
Yeah,
that's
Billy
a classic.
Madison. Do you really?
Classic.
Do you like it?
Oh, it's great. Starring
do you know what?
Bradley Whitford is in it.
On the TV the other day, I can't remember what channel, but this thing was, I can't remember, what's it called? Van Wilder.
Something.
And Ryan Reynolds is in it.
Oh,
it's so
it's
bad.
It's one of these awful, like, crude college comedies from the 90s.
It's really bad. It's like American Pie. It's like that era.
Yeah.
American Pie era.
Anyway, we're going to jump right into some music now. And this is an old favorite of the show. This is The Smiths. We're back.
We're back.
Arcade Fire with No Cars Go.
Me and Dobie don't like that band.
We're going to talk now about some pictures that are on in the picture theater.
Some images.
So there's one that came out last week, which is of the very, very highly anticipated Logan.
Logan.
I think I'm the only person here who's seen Logan.
I don't think I've actually heard that. Or seen it. Or heard of it. Sorry, that's not interesting.
Do you know what it is?
No.
It's a Wolverine movie.
Oh, but see, I don't...
It's a super grounded, realistic, 16 certificate, ultra-violent Wolverine movie.
Ooh.
And it's a Western, and it's like... It's very good. Not as good as its trailer.
It's a Western.
It's basically like it's a modern day Western with Wolverine driving around in a limo in the desert with a girl and Patrick Stewart, and it's all angry and he's
really
intense.
Like the two trailers are kind of hard to live up to
The first trailer is like one of the best trailers I've ever seen. One of the best trailers ever produced. Have you seen the trailer, Killian?
With
Johnny Cash hurting it. Oh, it's amazing.
I haven't seen it. Maybe I have, but I always skip the ads
on
YouTube.
Terrific trailer. The film does not live up to the trailer, but you know. That's not really the film's fault. I think it has a lot of missed opportunities. I think the third act is kind of stupid. But it's a very good film. But the one that Dobie's seen, which is out, which came out this weekend, is Kong Skull Island. Now, I know, Killian, you're a big King Kong guy.
I love that movie. The 2005 one.
That
is an excellent film.
Not the one when he's like 600 feet tall and he's fighting Godzilla. And then in the last one, he was like 100 feet tall or whatever.
He's really tall in Skull Island. Skull Island is... It's not very good, is it, Toby?
No, it's actually garbage.
Yeah, as I was coming in here today,
might as well be blunt.
There was a review on the radio about it, and they were saying it's like a 3-star film. John M.
Yeah,
that's called like
Moncrief. Moncrief.
I don't know.
Movies and wine.
Yeah.
Movies and booze.
You're saying there's a beautiful helicopter sequence and all this. Is that true?
Yeah, but it's like ripped from Apocalypse Now. There's nothing original about it. It's just gaudy. It's just a grote. It's like. It took 38 years, but somebody finally remade Apocalypse Now, but recast Marlon Brando as a giant monkey.
Looking back on the film...
Wait, what?
Do you think...
Marlon Brando
in Apocalypse Now, his character is basically just Kong.
I thought you were saying Marlon Brando.
Was in Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, I was like,
no.
Everything started going wrong with that film pretty much when the big monkey showed up. that's not an exaggeration. Like, everything about the film, you know, was... Pretty good. There was like one kind of like miss up with both the Chinese actresses.
We'll have to Google her name because her name should be in that.
Is it
Jiang Wen or Tiang Zhen?
I
think it's Tin Jiang.
I think
or is it Tiang Zhen? It could be anything. It's something with a T and a J and a lot of I's and A's.
We're scanning the screen.
I should probably just Google
it. I think Jiang Wen is the guy.
I think that's it there.
Jiang Wen is the guy in Star Wars. What's her name?
Oh, I thought someone knocked on the window there. Anyway,
what's her name?
I'll Google it. So
this is taking much longer than it should have.
Fine, you got it there, do you?
No.
Are you Googling it?
Two men on the job.
Oh, I'm not doing it.
This is taking a ridiculous time trying to find out the name of a Chinese actor. Okay, Jing Tian. Samuel L. Jackson is basically playing Samuel L. Jackson, but he can't say Mother Fruitcake because it's a 12A film. So he says it once, but he gets cut off halfway through. I would genuinely respect Samuel L. Jackson so much if he retired. He needs to stop making films.
There was no good character.
Jackson has it.
John C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly was terrific.
Yeah.
John C. Reilly is like a very underrated talent. He came to Galway last year. He's phenomenal. He's so talented.
What's that show he has on Adult Swim?
John C. Reilly.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a really alternative sort of. It's kind of niche. I don't know.
I'm not sure. He's great. It's good though. He's really good in it, and John Goodman is pretty good in it, and Richard Jenkins is in one scene, but he's great.
That's the problem. There's too many big names. Yeah. I don't like that.
Tom Hiddleston is genuinely gives the worst performance of his career. He's playing like Jimmy Soldier, generic, no personality. Just I am an English guy.
But he's in the Avengers, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's good in that because he's playing like a kind of a big character in Kong. He's just like. Generic person.
Yeah, no, you make the point in your review that if you cut him from the film, nothing drastic happens.
Yeah, if you took Tom Hiddleston and Brie Larson out of the film and made Sam Jackson the main character, it would actually be better.
It's the same with the Chinese actress.
Oh, my God.
And obviously, there is fodder, you know, they have to kill people during the film, so they're going to be, you know, insignificant, but you think big names would have some significance.
Are they the natives in it?
Yes, they are. John C. Reilly is their king.
They used to freak me out. Well, I saw Skull Island twice in the space of 2 weeks.
King Kong. The natives in Skull Island are not as interesting or as creepy as the ones in the Jackson Kong. So.
Yeah, that was a like.
Yeah, that film is just so superior in every way.
It's
really atmospheric. It's really well paced. It's like, it's fantastic.
And it had a story and characters you wanted to root for.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adrian Brody is actually like, you know.
And the monsters. The monsters are way better. Like, the monsters in Skull Island were not entertaining at all.
No, they were not.
They're actually very cheesy.
And Kong, that's really weird. Kong just didn't have much of a personality in it. Like, because Andy Serkis played him in the old. Andy Serkis is the only person who can play, like, monkeys and be watchable. And the guy who did it, his name is Terry Notary. The guy who did it, he's not good. He's not good. I'll tell you the other person who's really good in Kong Skull Island is Shea Whigham, this old dude.
He's related to Chief William.
He's only 48, actually. He's not that old. But this guy, he's like a military guy. He's like this gruff guy, and he's actually really good.
Oh, is he... I won't give away story Don't details, away. But I think I know who you mean.
Yeah. So anyway, Kong Skull Island is... basically, if you go into the pictures, Moonlight's still on. But also Logan is good. Oh, yeah, and by the way...
My dad hated Moonlight.
Wow.
My mom loved it.
First person I've heard to hate Moonlight.
Yeah, I don't know why.
How could you hate Moonlight unless you
like... I
don't
know. I didn't question because I didn't see it. And I'm pretty like my dad's like, I probably hate it too.
I won €150 on Moonlight at the Oscars.
Oh, you did. You did. Mm-hmm, the mix-up. The mix-up was so funny.
Oh, no, we're not talking about that. That's three weeks ago news.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But yeah, no, I won money on Moonlight. So anyway, we are now going to play a song. Wait, I'll introduce it for a minute. So basically, I got an email there. Week or so ago, from this guy called
you just have a stroke?
Fuzayen, and he goes, "Good morning. Here are three of my songs, part of my first LP project, Deploy Out Zell. I sing in French and Creole. He is a French from Réunion Island, and he was hoping that we'd play some of his music. He sent me a whole biography, but it's all in French. So I think he's 30 years old. He's from Réunion. He lives in Dunkirk. Anyway, he sent us some of his music.
And we haven't heard it yet.
But I'm going to play it now. And let's hope it's really, really good. And this song is called... It's the title track of his EP. His EP. It's called Deploy Out Zell. And it's in French. And let's take a listen to it.
Vive la France!
This is Flirt FM.
It's
not very often we actually come in talking over a song. Anyway, this is Flirt FM, and we are back on Aubergine Surprise, Monday mornings, 8 a.m. Tune in. Owen Dobie's here, and it's time for a special game.
Yep, that's right.
It worries,
that's not a word.
It concerns me that your computer is all the way over there.
He has a piece of paper and a pen.
Oh, yeah, does he?
Old-fashioned, you know.
Smart guy.
Or not old-fashioned.
That's nice paper as well. That's quality paper.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's very...
Like, I'm not even joking.
I got nothing. Very thin, very yellow.
It's
very sneaking.
It's not lined as well, which is nice because you can do like, you can look like, you know, cool. I'm smart. I take notes.
I'm gonna pick some special music to use for this game, and this is called Jive Junkie.
Oh wow!
All right.
He's just a junkie for jiving.
It doesn't build.
All right, Dobie, start your game.
No, I don't like the song.
That's not valid.
Okay, whatever. Okay. Who would like to go first? So, I suppose Killian hasn't done it before, so Lucien.
No. Oh, no.
I suppose you'd be going first.
Set an example.
All right,
whatever. Set an example.
like Lucian, you know how it works, and Killian, you'll catch on.
I'll learn.
Yeah. Okay, Lucian, your first word is. Oh, I don't have my signal, do
Just
I?
Just point at me.
Okay. oops. okay, your first word is lucubration.
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 Oh.
I'm going to guess that that is a word.
Yeah, that's correct.
Excellent.
Yay!
1 point. Oh, we should have like kids cheering or something.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Can you get that? No.
Not right now. Next week.
Fail.
Failim.
Is there a definition?
You got the definitions of the words at the end.
All right.
Oh.
If you can remember the word. Okay. Right. Killian, your first word is beculate.
Beculate. Oh, see, it sounds like speculate.
It does,
but
with a B.
Beculate. Maybe it means if there's a guy called Beck sitting over the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wonder, is his name Beck? Let's speculate.
That's what you could beculating.
So yeah, beculating is a word. I've used it before, actually, now that I think of it. You know, my friend Beck. Am I right? Am I correct? It's not a word. That's not a word. I thought it was going to be.
That's too quiet.
I thought it was going to be. That's not a word. Like EYES.
It's not loud enough.
Okay, Lucien, you ready for your next word?
I am.
Okay.
Or not word.
Yeah.
Very good point, Caroline. Nesh.
Yeah, that is a word.
Is the word.
Right. Oh!
Right. Wait, did Killian get the last one right?
No.
Okay, I'm winning.
Yeah, I kind of got it wrong on purpose. Half
two,
sort of.
2-0. Okay. 2-0.
Okay.
2-0.
I remember arguing with kids in primary school who said that 2-0 wasn't a thing that people said.
What?
Said, it's 2-0, you idiot. No. You don't know anything about football.
I don't know anyone who said 2-0. That's all I just told you to say nil.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
2-0.
It's alien.
It was weird.
Oh, it does. I was joking. It sounds stupid.
Or when people say 0-8-5, even though it's correct.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's oh.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so you never think about that. Yeah. You never think about that.
All right.
Lay that word on me, boy.
Or not word. Glauish.
Glauish.
You're allowed to ask for spelling.
G-L-O-U, like I-S-H, no.
No. Do you want the spelling of it?
G-L-A-U.
This music is groovy.
G-L-A-O-I-S-H.
Glauish. Oh, that looks a bit, I don't know, it looks a bit fishy. It doesn't look like it's old English. If anything, it's probably, it sounds like it's like describing some kind of flower or something. Glauish. I want to go ahead and say, that's a word.
That's not a word.
Oh, damn it. Because like, there's a pattern here. He's getting all the words and I'm getting all the not words.
Yeah.
So it's
too predictable.
All right, Lucien.
So now he's going to get a not word. And I'm gonna
do you
get
want
a
your
word.
Final word, Lucien?
My final word,
okay.
So you
can get three in a row.
All right.
All right. Galosh.
Oh.
Well, I know galoshes are like leather, are like rubber pants for walking through the rain.
Rubber pants.
Yeah, they're rubber pants.
Are you sure they're rubber?
They're like Wellington boots, but they're pants.
Oh, that's not for walking through the rain, Lucy.
Or
that's
like walking
for
through
fishing.
No, that's not galoshes.
No, you can use them for like mountain climbing.
You can
as well.
You can use it if it's flooded.
But I thought
flooded.
They were called like it was like
so galosh.
Defenders
so galosh. I'm gonna say galosh.
Weird name.
I'm gonna say the galosh once again is a word.
Yep, that's correct.
All right.
Okay, I win.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you win. What do you win? You win a new shanker and a drug rug.
This drug rug is actually beautiful.
It's made in Mexico. It says it on the inside.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Killian, do you want to try and redeem yourself and get the last one?
I want to give it a shot. I want to give it a shot.
Nebbish.
Nebbish. See, you can't tell. Like, you actually
that's,
can't.
That's the game.
I know. But it's like, I'm not. You know, give it up. Nebbish. All right, someone give me some theories. Nebbish. Maybe it originates from when you see someone named Ned, and you say, "Oh, he's very Neddish. He's quite. He has a lot of."
Or you hear a joke that reminds you of the style of comedy that was originally in the Nickelodeon series Ned's Declassified.
You just said Nickelodeon.
Ned's Declassified.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Survival Guide.
I was exactly going to say that.
And you say, "Huh, that's a very Neddish joke."
Yeah, that's exactly.
Like that's very.
You just stole my joke.
Yeah, like that's very. Like that's very Friends-esque.
Ned's Declassified.
Nebbish.
Probably one
but
of the
you know, Nebbish. Nebbish. That's not
shows.
A word, though.
Okay, so is that a word or not?
Yeah, no, it is a word.
Oh my god!
I win!
Bye.
I win!
I'm leaving.
time.
I don't think I've ever like been successful on any games on this show.
It's because they're hard and you're stupid.
All right, time
you're
now.
You're a dumb guy with a pizza.
Time now for more music here on GTI Radio.
No, here on Aubergine Surprise on Flirt FM.
Oh my goodness. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the radio.
This is Flirt FM, Galway's only alternative, 101.3 FM.
And it's not GTI Radio.
Not GTI Radio. That's another station that's dead now. Just like Prince.
Also, technically, it wasn't a radio
station. Don't remind me.
Almost a year since Prince
so,
died.
So, Dobie, do you want to give us the definition of those words?
Not particularly.
I think you should. Go over there and get your little, you get your little book there and all that.
Okay, only if you can remember the word.
I'm genuinely curious.
All right, fine. Your word nebbish is a pitifully ineffectual, luckless, and timid person.
I'm joking. Oh, nebbish. That's a good word. So it's like a little pathetic little weasel person.
Yeah, think of me, and then there you go.
I wouldn't call you a weasel now. I wouldn't call you a weasel.
That's a fair description of yourself.
You're more of an otter.
Dobie fishing
an
for
compliments. An otter is,
Dobie
an otter is more...
Entirely fishing for compliments if you're like throwing
to boost
shade
to self-esteem.
At
yeah, so that we'll go, oh no, Dobie, you're so cool, you're great.
Oh,
man.
It's like in primary school, like when you know, someone has ired or something, you're like, oh, mine's really bad, isn't it?
And then everyone goes, no, you're the best.
Yeah, but then you'd be like,
I hate that.
And then you'd be like, no, that actually is really bad.
Whenever I actually do say that about something I do, I'm always disclaiming. I'm like, no, I'm not asking for a compliment. Don't compliment me. And I get mad if they compliment me.
So you want them to insult you?
Not necessarily.
Well, you'd feel better if they did.
Well, you have a whole other bunch of problems, but that's for another time. Anyway.
Huh? Anyway.
That didn't work.
Another definition.
Okay.
Gale. What was it?
Galoosh. Well, he was kind of...
Oh,
he was
waterproof,
a waterproof overshoe, pants. Especially a high one, so a welly.
I'd like a special apology that I was correct and you were all wrong.
What's this?
Well, how was I wrong? How was Shane hasn't said anything. He's just sitting there in the studio. And I'm pretty sure Killian didn't say anything either.
I don't know what's going on here.
I'm pissed because I got that right. And I was challenged.
No word.
Whatever.
You got what right?
The definition of galosh.
Oh, wait. Did he not give you the definition? You just said it.
But I was right.
A waterproof.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to give it to you in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
A waterproof overshoe, especially. Oh, overshoe. Okay. So you wear it over your shoes. So
yes.
They're not like wellies.
They're
so
like,
you were wrong.
Like pads. They're
so
like
Dobie was right and you were wrong. Hey.
Yeah, where's the rubber, huh? Huh? Punk?
I doubt they're rubber, to be honest.
No, they're not rubber.
So St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up on Friday. I am. Not a big fan of St. Patrick's.
Gash,
it's fine.
Gash.
I have no issue with St. Patrick's
Day.
It's
you're
fine.
Not a fan of day drinking?
I enjoy Irish nationalism in moderation, day drinking in moderation, the color green in moderation.
It's not even Irish nationalism anymore.
Exactly. It's
but
just
you
like
know,
it's just
good
like
fun.
It's just tourist baiting. Speaking of which, you've got a CD coming out.
Yeah. The Byrne Brothers, favorite Irish ballads.
Exactly. I'm actually,
wait,
I'm
wait,
actually
wait. How did you
really
make those two?
Because I know. Because
tourists will buy it.
We're playing a gig on St. Patrick's.
Tourists
Day,
will
yeah,
buy it. They're playing against St. Patrick's Day. So
but
tell
yeah.
us what songs
oh,
are
so,
out.
So
what classics can we enjoy?
You can. Well, we got you know. The good old whiskey in the jar from, you know, whiskey in the jar to the slow ones, Old Triangle, all the greats.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, the greats.
Actually, I can't remember whether the Old Triangle's on it, but yeah, there's all the classics from the Dubliners, you know, Wolf Tones, that kind of music.
That's really exciting. But hopefully.
If you're a tourist or not in Galway and you want an entertaining night, head over to on Pucon in Air Square.
Confirmation from your executive producer that galoshes are indeed made of rubber.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, but like, we're past that.
I didn't doubt you now. It sounds pretty stupid.
My knowledge of galoshes.
Rubber pants.
My knowledge of galoshes trumps all of you. Anyway,
you're still a punk.
So hopefully we get to play some music from that CD. It sounds quite excellent.
Yeah. But on Pucon,
Friday,
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Be there.
Remember
or don't.
Now. Remember now, kids. Drinking at Sparks during the day is illegal.
But
like,
you were
they're
doing
not,
it the other day.
They're
no,
not
going, I was
that's
you.
Not true.
Yes,
it's against
it is.
The law.
Yes, it is.
They're not going to do
Dobie's
it.
Dobie's levels are like peaking all the time. He's so loud.
Yeah. Well, then you know
I'm
what you
turning
need to
you
do.
Way down.
Then you should have turned him down a long time ago.
Wow. The compression on your voice is madness.
It's because he's such a...
You can't compress me.
Oh, God. Oh.
He's a soothing rasp.
This whole show is going to be pulled from the air because of your...
It's his manly rasp.
If it was pulled from the air, I don't think it would
It's his masculine
huskiness. I don't think it was as big a problem last time you were on.
We're not like the remember. Remember the time we recorded a whole show, and then when we listened back to it,
it was like unlistenable. Yeah,
at least it only happened once. I'm an amateur. What?
Hang on. I think we all know what was unlistenable.
Unlistenable.
What my song? My song 100.
Oh my!
No, it was
Machine Surprise.
The JL Show. That was the name of it.
The JL Show was fantastic.
Don't know what that is. Never heard of it.
Wait, what's the JL Show? I just made that up there. I don't know.
So anyway, the best thing about St. Patrick's Day.
He's trying to change subject. So anyway.
Sorry, I meant the JLS Show.
Oh,
the
what a band. Show about what a band. Group. What a group. What's your favorite JLS song? My favorite is The Club Is Alive.
My favorite one is that one.
What's the most misogynistic one they have?
They don't have misogynistic songs. These are like they're gentlemen.
They're all about, you know.
They love the ladies, but they're respectful.
Girl, you looking fine. I want you to be yourself.
Yeah.
I want to make love to you.
This is my favorite JLS song right here. I'm going to play it for you. If there was an ad at the start, I'm going to lose my mind. Please don't be an ad. Okay. This is a tune. The club is
alive. No, it's not. Technically, a tune has no words, but I'm joking.
The irony is, I feel like they play this on like Carbon, it would actually like kill.
Listen to it.
That's exactly the reason I don't go.
Are they still around, or what's the story?
No, they split up. One of them like hosted The Voice last year.
Yeah. The pretty one, the small guy. One that everyone kind of knows. Yeah.
And then there's the guy who does the backflips.
But that's kind of like.
And then there's the big guy, the guy with the kind of square head.
I don't remember them that much.
JB's his name.
So you're really familiar with JLS, aren't you?
I'm watching their video right here.
But you can remember all their names and stuff.
Oh.
Actually not that bad, no.
I really like it. This is a good song.
I don't like it.
A good one. London to Africa. Do you know that one or something?
Please turn it off.
It's really weird though, because
but
it's the only time that a really bad pop song has basically taken "The Hills Are Alive" with "The Sound of Music" and twisted it into something really ugly and horrible.
It's not a good song to me.
JLS, they had their moments. Anyway, that's all we have time for. Oh, we went over time. Okay, that's all we have time for today on the Aubergine Surprise. We'll be back next week. There's only a few shows left.
Thank God.
And then we'll be gone forever.
Forever.
Thank you, Owen. Thank you, Owen. Thank you, Shane. Thank you, Killian.
Shane did nothing.
And Shane's our executive producer.
Thanks to Flirt for hosting us.
All he did was prove me
wrong. We're wrapping up today with
like
Dire Straits. Goodbye.